From NPR and WBUR, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young, and Jeremy and I have moved out on the roof to tell you about an amazing feat.
Yes, involving the person that you have probably heard as our new newscaster, Jack Lepiarz.
I'm Jack Lepiarz. A day after dropping out of the race to be Speaker of the House, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Yes, but what we are revealing today is that behind that mild-mannered reporter is a visitor from another planet, Jacques Zivipère.
All right, audience, one more time. If you'd like to see the whip turn, let me hear you say, wait, wait. All right, now, audience, we are going to start off the show with a little something that I like to call musical whipping, also known as Jacques Zivipère, the musical. Jazz hands. So, audience, I tell you what, we're going to start off with some musical whipping to start off the show. Let's give it a shot. We will whip you.
That's right, and Jack, or Jacques, is with us now with his whips. Jack, welcome, and you are a child of the circus.
I'm a child of the circus. I was born into the Big Apple Circus in the East Coast, spent the first 6 years there, and then grew up just performing in the circus at Renaissance fairs across the country.
Because your parents were circus people.
My father was a clown with the Big Apple Circus, and now, you know, has put together his own show, his own circus performance show, and he's still performing now. He's been a 40-year circus performer.
Fantastic.
And you decided to try and break the world record for whipping. How hard is that?
Extraordinarily hard.
Oh,
so
come on. How
the
hard
record was for 257 cracks in 1 minute, whip cracks in a minute. So what I did is about 3 months ago, I started going to the gym pretty much every day of just trying to get in shape to the point where my muscles wouldn't break down.
Now, you can whip at the gym? You just like go next to the weight machines?
No, you don't whip at the gym. As far as actually practicing the technique, that I have to find a nice secluded place, not in the middle of the city, because every time I do that, We get arrested. Yeah, we get complaints.
Well, let's see why. And first of all, let's see how hard it is. Because I was thinking, look at it. We have the whips right here. There's these little leather
things. Everybody stand back.
Right. So we're going to try it here. But first of all, describe this whip. It's a very detailed, especially when you're going for the record. It has to be a certain way.
Yeah, so it has to be a certain width in two places. It has to be a certain length in the handle as well as the whip itself. And various parts of the whip have to be certain lengths, widths, so on and so forth.
Who makes these?
These were made by a guy named Skip Sansusi. He's based out of Connecticut. He makes most of my whips now, and he actually made me two whips rush order just for this attempt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Jeremy, don't you think?
All right,
I think
we should try this and see how difficult it is.
I mean, really? How hard could this be?
I have two light whips here for you. These, if you hit yourself, won't hurt as much as the other ones do.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we won't do that.
They're beautiful. They're beautifully woven. All right.
So Robin has the whip in her hand now, and she is going to hopefully not hit anybody.
Is there anyone behind me?
There is someone behind you. So what I'll do is I'll walk over here. What you want to do is get that umbrella out of the way. Robin, you want to stand right over here, and what you're going to do is you're going to bring the whip up and then just bring it forward. It's that simple.
You say it's like casting.
It's like casting a fishing line.
Okay.
Okay. But you stopped there at the backswing, so you just bring it back and bring it forward. Don't let it stop.
Whoa!
Oh,
she did it.
She hit herself, and she still made it crack.
All right, Robin.
Was that good?
That was good.
Okay,
that was great.
One more time.
Wow. That was great.
That was a good one.
Okay, all right, Jeremy, it's your turn.
It's my turn here. Okay. Let's try this.
Robin Zivipère.
Robin, you want to move this way?
But that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right.
We ready? Okay, here we go.
Give it a shot.
There you go.
That was okay? All right, good. That's good enough for me.
Okay, so I think we've proven that don't do this at home, that there's some skill here. And so we want to hear what happened. You had a crowd of 5,000 at the King Richard's Fair, the Renaissance Fair in Carver, Massachusetts. So, Jack, let's listen as you begin.
3, 2, 1, go!
So in the middle of that, how are you feeling at this point?
Really, really exhausted. So as you're going through this, the trick is to switch arms every time you get too tired. And your arms, you have about maybe 30 seconds with each arm before you just, it wants to fall off. And I actually ended up trying this 5 times before we finally got one that I was pleased with. The attempt you're hearing right now, I only broke the record by 1.
Time.
So you did it. You got to 260, beating the previous record holder, Adam Winrich, by 3, 257. But it's still not official yet.
No, it's not official. So what we have to do is we have to send all of these materials into Guinness. They have to review all of these materials. That's going to take some time. And part of me also wants to try this one more time because I beat it by 3 after doing 5 shows after with a strained rotator cuff, and I feel like I can do a little better.
And you're 27 now. How long can you keep? When is the age that whipping just ends?
Well,
is it like pitching?
I will say this. My father is 64, and he's still whipping. So if you take care of yourself, you can go for a while.
Jack, we just want to say we are so proud. I never knew that I would be this close to someone.
Jacques Zewipper.
We're just really proud of you. And just our listeners should know that when they hear you do the newscast, behind that,
they should imagine me holding a whip.
You're listening to Here and Now.